every day.
0400 hours when we were on base. We had to get up, and we had to march into the bathroom. And there were a bunch of commodes in there, and there was no stalls like you see in the bathrooms here. It was just a bunch of raw commodes sitting right there in a row, about 20 of them. No doors, no curtains, no nothing. Each one 3 feet apart from the other one. And on given command, you would sit. On given command, you would evacuate. On given command, you would stand up, march to the shower. And on given command, you would shave. The problem is some guys had trouble with such regimentation. I'll never forget the first couple of weeks we had to do that. Back in the days when the name on my uniform said Grease Minnelli, but everybody knew me as Sergeant Fury! Quang Tree, 1967. I remember sitting there in that long row of guys. I had no problem. Hey, good cooking for mama! Eat a little scongeal, a little pasta fazool, hey! I was like clockwork. But a couple of the guys that had led real sheltered lives, they turned to me and say, Sarge, I can't go. You see, we had this one DI who would come through there and check. Who would check to make sure you went. I mean, talk about mental harassment. You had to not only go potty at 4 o'clock with 20 other guys, but then they had a guy checking to make sure you went because you weren't allowed to go at any other time during the day. And some guys, if they had an accident, quote-unquote, would be subject to humiliation in front of the whole barracks. So consequently, the guys were really desperate to go. If you didn't go, and there was an empty bowl underneath you, then they'd harass you even more. Sometimes they'd leave you sitting there for hours until your legs were numb, until when you tried to stand up, you'd fall on your face. That's why we stuck together like Marines! Marines! Ah! We developed a signal whereby if anybody couldn't go, through Morse code winking of our eyes, we would relay the message so that if anybody had a particularly massive constitutional, it could then be broken up and shared so that nobody would be humiliated. Nobody would be forced to sit there like a hen over an egg that will not hatch. I remember one such day, I'm sitting there next to Calicecki. I see him blinking at me. The DI is down at the other end of the line checking bowls. Calicecki says to me, Sarge, I can't go. I can't. Well, fortunately, the night before, I had had a rather substantial repast. I said, no problem, Calicecki. When I give the word, raise yourself slightly, we'll make the transfer. So I leaned down, karate chopped it, scooped up the half I was going to give to Calicecki. Just then the general walked in, and the DI yelled, Ten Hut! I was trapped! Red-handed, as it were. We're all standing at rigid attention. He said, morning message discontinued. Everybody return to the classroom immediately for emergency briefing. We're about to be shipped out. Skip the shower, skip the shave. Right face! To limp, to limp, to limp, right limp. When they watched it so closely, I had my hand cupped. What am I going to do, explain that? I mean, I knew if I had tried to pitch it, it would have been noticed. And to explain that to a DI who already didn't like my very face, I knew I'd be in latrine duty for the next 3 years. Lord only knows what they'd say. They'd try to make an incident out of it, say I was unfit for military service, say I was into caprolagni. I didn't know what they were going to say. But as we marched out of there, I knew I had to do something. They marched us directly into the briefing room. It was incredible. We stood there. I knew it was just a matter of time. Before the general, before the DI, before somebody would stand me up and salute me, I would have to return that salute. And when I did, the evidence would be there. I mean, you know, you laugh, but to me, this was a terrifying situation. I saw my whole military career going out the window because of something stupid like this. Unfortunately, the briefing was short. And then they were going to march us down to supply to issue us all our weaponry. I knew I'd be trapped then. I knew when I had to hold my hands over my head and they'd measure me, somebody would see it. So as they said, at ease, dismiss! and people started shuffling out, that's when I took the chance. I took a shot and I aimed out the window. And I threw it. Well, wouldn't you know, my God, the general was walking along and BAP! Caught him in the back of the neck. Me and Kalachecki are standing there. Kalachecki looks at me, and we both, the color just drained out of our faces. The general slowly stopped, and he turned around, he put his hand at the back of his neck. And he wiped, and then he looked at it. Kalachecki said, "Maybe he'll think it was a bird, sir." I said, "Yeah, but did you see the size of that? Did you see the size of that?" I said, "I got an idea, quick." So we both squatted down below the windowsill. And as the general stood there, looking up, we both went, "Chirp, chirp, 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 chirp."